Chapter 20. It happened after this that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them some of the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some who told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There comes a great multitude against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and behold, they are in Hazazon Tamar, the same is in Gedi." Jehoshaphat feared, and set himself to seek the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Judah gathered themselves together to seek help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah in Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, before the new court, and he said, "O Lord, the God of our fathers, aren't you God in heaven? And aren't you ruler over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is power and might, so that none is able to withstand you. Did you not, our God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and give it to the seed of Abraham your friend forever? They lived here, and have built you a sanctuary for your name, saying, 'If evil come on us, the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this house and before you, for your name is in this house, and cry to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save.' Now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned aside from them and didn't destroy them, behold how they reward us, to come to cast us out of your possession which you have given us to inherit it. Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comes against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are on you." All Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then on Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, the Levite, of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the assembly. And he said, "Listen, all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, don't be afraid, neither be dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the valley before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, don't be afraid nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you." Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. The Levites, of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites, stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with an exceeding loud voice. They rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." When he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and give praise in holy array, as they went out before the army and said, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his loving kindness endures forever." When they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set liers in wait against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were struck. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. When Judah came to the watchtower of the wilderness, they looked at the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and there were none who escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches and dead bodies, and precious jewels which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away, and they were 3 days in taking the spoil, it was so much. On the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Baraka, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Baraka to this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the front of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. They came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets to the house of the Lord. The fear of the Lord was on all the kingdoms of the countries when they heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhi. He walked in the way of Asa his father, and didn't turn aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. However, the high places were not taken away, neither as yet had the people set their hearts to the God of their fathers. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, behold, they are written in the history of Jehu the son of Hanani, which is inserted in the book of the kings of Israel. After this did Jehoshaphat king of Judah join himself with Ahaziah king of Israel. The same did very wickedly, and he joined himself with him to make ships to go to Tarshish, and they made the ships in Ezion-Geber. Then Eliezer, the son of Dodavahu of Marashah, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, "Because you have joined yourself with Azariah, the Lord has destroyed your works." The ships were broken, so that they were not able to go to Tarshish.